Hello, Julie's Gallery. Linda speaking.
Hi, Linda. It's Tom with RDI again. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Jim is here. Just a minute.
Okay, thanks.
Tom.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thanks.
Okay.
I was thinking of you earlier today. You know what I stumbled across?
An antique diamond ring.
I did. And do you know what diamond ring it is?
A Tiffany.
The one that you had.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to you. I saw it in my inventory, and I was like, wait a second. This is the same ring that you had, the 360 center, GSI-1.
GSI-1?
GSI-1, right. It was in 14-karat white gold six-prong mounting.
Interesting. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I took a look at it earlier. I took a look at it earlier this morning, and I saw it, and I was like, wait a second. And I had you on my notes, you know, just for different rings. I looked up the product number. It's the same ring.
Incredible. That was from, like, three summers ago or four
was
summers
it?
Ago.
Yeah. Was it that long ago?
Oh, definitely three. Yep. Maybe four.
Well, I have it available right now if you're interested.
How much is it?
This is $28.6 for the ring.
My cost.
Your cost, right.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to buy that. I will gladly have it on memo next summer, you know, for the month of August. And but I'm not going to, I get so much on memo, I'm not going to spend that kind of money. Yeah,
well, I could get you terms on the ring. I mean, I can
No. I'm just
offer you terms on it.
Send me a picture. Maybe it'll refresh my memory of exactly what it was. If you can, email me or text me a picture. But I know I really liked it, but it was expensive. I asked her where. She said it was something that that it had a manufacturer's mark on it. So I tried to track down. I got the manufacturer because I wanted to put something less expensive, like either a man-made or a ISI-1 in it, because I really like the mounting. But I couldn't, I don't know, I tracked down the company, but I don't think they're making it anymore, so.
Oh, okay.
If you could send me a picture, that would be great.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, wonderful.
Everything else going okay to
it's
the holiday
okay.
season here?
Yeah, it's going okay. Yep, it was a good year.
Good.
Yep.
So this month traditionally isn't a busy one for you as much?
Not so much. You know, the week before Christmas, we get a little busy. I might ask you to send us a selection of man-made and maybe, you know, a couple of natural diamond studs and maybe a small selection of man-made studs. So it was a good gift item.
Yeah, the man-made were, this time of year, I'm really not able to do anything with, like, a memo, Jim, only because we are selling them.
I could buy them. Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, what am I talking about? I would just buy those. Yep. So maybe I should be able to remember to give you a call in a week, and I'll have to think about, you know, putting in a small selection of those.
Okay. Yeah, right now I've got a pretty good supply on them. Obviously, as we get closer to Christmas, they, you know, become a little bit more limited. So, yeah, if you know what you want, let me know, and I can get them right over while I have them available here.
I always like the four-prong with the diamond set all the way down to the first hoop. Typically, they don't do that. Typically, they have them above that top hoop. You know, I like the diamond set lower in the mounting. But I can't be that picky.
Okay, yeah, these are traditional, you know, like the four-prong basket set.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're secure, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I just like the look of the diamond set lower. You know, Tiffany, mm-hmm. Cartier, they all set their diamonds lower.
A little bit lower, right.
Yep. I would suggest that You know, you think about doing that because I just, and my customers don't like them sticking off the ear that far when they can be right on that top hoop. Well, close to it. Okay. I'll be in touch.
Right now I carry anything from as small as half carat total weight on the lab grown up to, we have pairs up to 5 carat total weight right now.
All right. I will see if I can make time to be in touch. I'm so busy. Boy. Say it beats the alternative, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, while I have you, I can put it together right now for you.
Huh? What's that?
While I have you right now, I can put it together for you. What type of sizes have you been selling?
I just don't want the diamond sitting too far off that hoop. I'd really like to see that. And I guess that was, what's her name? She always had that done for me. Yeah, I'm going to be unhappy if they're sitting very far off that top hoop. So let me know. You take a look at them and let me know, you know, or send me a picture, side view.
Okay, you're talking about diamond stud earrings, right?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm just not following. What do you mean by the top hoop?
The setting has got two hoops, the bottom, where the, you know, the bottom of the setting, and then another hoop going up, and the diamond is set just above that. If you look at the earring from the side, you've got the base, which is the base, and then you go up, and there's a hoop, a circle that connects the four prongs. Off, you know.
Right, I gotcha. Okay. A
couple millimeters off the base.
Okay. Yeah, all the ones that you've purchased in the past, they're all set just like that, Jim, so there isn't going to be any variation from that.
Well, send me a picture and I can decide whether they're too high off the hoop. I really like them set on the hoop or very close to the hoop.
Okay.
So if you want to, send me a picture and maybe they'll be acceptable, and otherwise I'll find them somewhere else. And most likely have the same problem. Whatever.
Okay. All right. I will get a picture and send it over.
Yeah, what's her name? Always was able to set the diamonds like I like them down into the mounting. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I will check on
that
for you right now.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
All right. Yep, take care.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.